You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here, as always, to take a look at the weather forecast with us. Drew, thanks so much for taking the time. What do you see in the way of rainfall?
Well, we have some scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in various locations across Illinois and in some neighboring states in Missouri and Iowa today, and we're going to see this maybe increase a little bit this afternoon. Now, these are all totally random showers and thunderstorms. They really aren't associated with any specific little disturbance in the atmosphere. So you'll have to keep an eye on the sky the rest of the afternoon for all of the Midwest for some pop-up shower and thunderstorms that might occur. Most of these are going to be light, but I would lay odds pretty high that there's going to be a handful of counties out there that might get a half inch to an inch of rain. But that would not be very common. It's certainly not the rule, just the exception. Now, we have a cool front that will be cutting through the Midwest beginning tomorrow, probably tomorrow afternoon. It will probably run from Kansas into parts of Iowa. And as we go through the night tomorrow night and into Friday, we'll likely see that front race across the entire Midwest. It will stimulate some new thunderstorms, and we'll actually get a line of storms that will likely form from Missouri to Michigan, going right through the heart of the Corn Belt, and we'll likely see many areas picking up on some rain with that event. Now, the amounts, again, are relatively light, but maybe quarter to three-quarter inch amounts will take place, so we'll have some disruption to harvest progress across parts of the region. And the moisture will probably still be helpful for a handful of very late maturing crops, but it's getting pretty late for us to see a lot of benefit from that.
And as we move into next week?
Next week, I think we'll see a few days of dry weather. We'll probably get some heat going again across the region. I should point out, too, it'll be fairly warm across the region here just tomorrow afternoon with temperatures pushing up fairly high in front of that frontal system. We'll probably see temperatures getting up into the 80s, maybe even some lower 90s. Next week, temperatures probably won't be much warmer than 70s and lower 80s, but that's still warmer than normal for this time of the year. There should not be any precipitation until the second half of next week during the Wednesday through Friday period, the 25th through the 28th. We'll see another frontal system and another chance for rain.
Look around the planet for me. Tell me a little bit about the end of the Chinese growing season.
Well, they are looking pretty good right now. It took them all summer long, but it looks drier now across China than it has for many weeks, and that's exactly what they need. The crop has been subjected to too much moisture, and this is perfectly timed with their harvest season coming up. The crop conditions should improve as we go forward. Even a fairly good outlook for some of their wheat and rapeseed planting coming up shortly as well. And outside of that, I think probably trouble areas around the world would include some locations in Australia. We still have some dryness in the state of South Australia, where reproduction will be occurring soon, and they're going to need some greater rain there. And, of course, Argentina's the biggest area of concern, with still a significant droughty pattern prevailing in the western part of that country.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. You have a great afternoon, too. I'm Todd Gleason.